Proclamation number 5623 of 13th of March, 1953. Beingness of God visible in Jesus Christ. The inscrutable nature of God will remain a problem for you humans as long as you live on earth, and even in the spiritual kingdom you will not be able to solve this problem completely because God's nature is unfathomable. For every being as an individual being is a limited concept, whereas God's essence can certainly not be denied, but He encompasses everything and also fills every individual being, both in the state of perfection as well as in the state of inadequacy, but where the being nevertheless exists, thus is enlivened by God's strength, otherwise it would have to perish. To be able to imagine the being of God would be so overwhelming for the being that it would no longer dare to call upon Him and long for union with God. The being would not be able to bear the infinite greatness of His being, it would not enjoy its freedom because it would be afraid of the infinity of His being, which it now felt too weak to love and would therefore only pass away in awe. But God wants to be loved, and that is why He hides Himself in all His fullness. What came forth from Him are sparks of His infinite fire of love, and these sparks are of the same essence as He Himself and therefore also capable of love. And God desires their love, and therefore He confronts them as the same being in Jesus Christ. In order to be loved by them with all the intimacy He desires. Jesus, too, was a human being, an individual being in all independence. His soul, too, was a spark of light from God which did not want to distance itself from the eternal fire of love and yet took on a mission on earth out of love. In this man Jesus the spark of love had flared up to a degree rarely seen in a human being on earth, and this degree of love was constantly increased more and more because the desire for the eternal love was so great that it could not resist and gave itself to him, that God's strength of love flowed into the man Jesus, filled him and thus he now became completely permeated. The essential deity, which fills the whole universe but only is an emanated flow of strength, found a vessel which returned love to it and was therefore able to receive ever more strength of love. And the man Jesus became divine, for he received God in all fullness into himself. The essential deity formed himself into a visible God in Jesus, he manifested himself. In Jesus people were given an imaginable God whom they should and can love if they are willing to love. In Jesus they also first became aware of an essential divinity which they could never imagine as an all-fulfilling power. A being created by Him only became the bearer of the eternal deity by nourishing the spark of love within Himself, by letting it flare up into a bright flame and unite with the fire of eternal love. The divine fire of love filled the human being Jesus, but it did not consume him because he himself had become love and was therefore also able to bear God's strength of love to an unimaginable extent. 13th of the 3rd, 1953. As such, the human being is bound to a form. Everything that is conceivable to him is shaped, and thus the eternal deity has also taken on a form for people in order to be able to be conceivable to them, although God fills the whole of infinity because everything that is the emanation of God's strength. It is also the human being himself in his original substance of God emanated love power, which he formed according to his will in order to create a gathering station for himself, as it were, to receive his inexorably flowing love power. But the human being himself must shape himself into such a receptacle in order to be intimately connected with God as an outsider. The man Jesus did it. He prepared himself into a vessel which then continuously received the divine strength of love and was consequently also completely united with God, who is therefore now in him in his fundamental substance. Love is God. And you humans cannot yet grasp that love can be something of essence, nor will you ever be able to fully grasp it. Only by shaping yourselves into love can you learn to understand the essence of love and its strength, and then the problem of the deification of the human being Jesus will also be solvable for you. But it requires an extremely high degree of maturity to be able to grasp that God is strength and yet works as an entity and uses his will in wisdom. And he will also forever be unable to penetrate the deepest depth of the deity and yet, in his inadequacy, always be able to turn to Jesus Christ, who has now become a concept to him as God and to whom all people must therefore strive in order to reach God. Amen.